Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back. The Netflix drama Adolescence, which has sparked debate over toxic and misogynistic online influence on young boys, will be screened in UK secondary schools. The streaming giant and the UK Prime Minister's office have announced today. Netflix said the company was incredibly proud of the show's impact and was delighted to offer it to all schools across the UK. For more on this, I'm joined by TV critic and broadcaster Scott Bryan. Scott, you're very welcome to the programme.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
I can't wait to discuss this element of adolescence being screened in UK schools with you, because the Taoiseach, our own Taoiseach Simon Harris, it's something he mentioned in the Dáil, that it could be shown in Irish schools as well. But for anyone who hasn't seen it, you might remind us of the plotline of Adolescence.
Yes, certainly. So it follows the arrest of a 13-year-old boy who's been accused of a murder of another school child. I mean, it's all fictional, but Jack Thorne has said that he's used kind of the basis of reports as inspiration for this four-part story. I think what's piqued a lot of people's interest, I mean, firstly, the fact that it's all shot in one take, so one continuous film, so that's 4 hours across various episodes. But it's also, I think, the issues that it manages to tap into. It's a drama that I think by default has not tried to answer anything. It poses questions, shining a light on the issues. So issues surrounding online harms, young children or young people believing what they see on the internet in regards to kind of really problematic sort of takes on misogyny or on women. Also kind of the consequences that might mean on family. For example, do family members know what their parent, what their children could be watching and how that could be influenced? So I think, you know, there has been many times as a critic when I've been watching these programs and you hear, you know, people, because it's been critically acclaimed, saying this show should be in schools. I think this is the first time where I've seen that actually the government is endorsing it. It won't be part of the curriculum, but it will be there as an option for teachers to show should they want to without having to pay or ask for permission.
It is different. It is different, isn't it? It's a new approach as well. What was exactly what was announced in Downing Street today, Scott?
So there was essentially a roundtable, a meeting with the creators of Adolescence. So sort of Jack Thorne and the producer, Joe Johnson, to talk about the issues raised from it. I think there's been quite a lot of conversations about sort of what can be done about this. You know, particularly, there have been real cases in regards to sort of people who have been influenced by online culture. I think whilst the government has said that there is kind of no silver bullet, you know, they've said that this is more of a cultural issue, I think there are wider questions about whether, you know, what can the government actually do? Jack Thorne, the writer, has said in previous interviews that there should be a smartphone ban for kids under the age of 16. Mm-hmm. The British Prime Minister had been asked about maybe introducing a similar policy within schools, but he has said that 97% of all schools already have a ban in place for smartphones within schools anyway, and that perhaps, you know, maybe there needs to be more of a cultural conversation. But I think other people would say, well, surely this could come down to more regulation in regards to social media use and in regards to the online responsibility that big social media companies share. So I think that there's been a bit of a to-ing and fro-ing. I think this new announcement that adolescents will be shown in schools, I think that is a thing that everyone agrees with, both the government and also the creators of adolescents. But I think it's the actual policy kind of consequences or possible consequences that are kind of really now becoming the next conversation.
I think it's the conversation that it's prompted is really interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes politicians are afraid of discussing an outright ban, aren't they, for smartphones for under 16s, as is happening, I think, in Australia, or a ban on social media. But then you have to ask the question, as you've alluded to there, if it isn't regulated to a point where teens aren't targeted for violence or porn or targeted by paedophiles to groom teens and children and so on, unless social media isn't regulated to stamp that stuff out, well, then why shouldn't there be a ban? I mean, is it moving in that direction, the conversation now, do you think?
I mean, I think it's still quite early to say, I'd say. I mean, because I think that in regards to online harms, there hasn't been anything new in regards of what this drama really shows. I think that this drama has kind of really kind of highlighted, you know, that this has been a big issue throughout the country in regards to the rise of so-called men's rights and the rise of misogyny online. But it's not saying anything new. I think what Adolescence does is that it really highlights it very well. And of course, this is a show which has been Netflix's most, at this point, most successful show in the UK after days of release. It's also been topping the ratings chart. So it's clearly had a resonance with people. I think it's the kind of case that we normally go around in circles. I think that the government maybe gives an indication that perhaps they could come clamping down more on social media use. Social media use sort of step back and say, hang on, we've already introduced all of these policies, but also could that be an encroachment of free speech? Mm-hmm. Then there's also issues in surrounding the fact that a lot of these social media networks are not based primarily within the UK. They have an international reach. So I think it's certainly this case that this would be to-ing and fro-ing. I think what Adolescence does is it highlights, you know, the devastating consequences if nothing is done. I think essentially everyone's coming up with ideas of what can be done about it, but I think no one's on agreement about what those kind of decisions can be.
Yeah, I've heard anecdotally anyway in schools in Ireland of voluntary codes of conduct. So parents especially sign up to a code not to buy their child a smartphone for the duration of their period in school, either inside or outside the school. So maybe it's a case that some parents and some schools are ahead of the legislators. But let me read you this, and I'll get your opinion based on what you've been hearing in Westminster today. Soma Sara, who founded a charity focused on highlighting child-on-child sexual violence and what she calls rape culture in schools, said recent evidence shows that the problem is aging down, in her words, to children younger than 10. And it may be too late, she says, to tackle misogynistic attitudes by the time children turn 13. Now, her charity, Everyone's Invited, has collected thousands of anonymous testimonies from girls and women describing groping, assault, sexist name-calling and inappropriate touching and other abusive behaviour they experienced on school grounds as well. I mean, there's evidence of somebody working on the front line, as it were, of saying we need to move here. And maybe this is, in Downing Street today, maybe it's the first tentative step of much wider action, Scott, I wonder.
I think also there is a discussion about what can be educated to children more generally. You know, are the actual lessons up into code in terms of reflecting online use? Because I think certainly when I was going through school, some of the information during these specialist classes where they would teach you about sex and relationships can sometimes feel quite old hat then and out of date. And I think what happens is the internet has completely revolutionized the way that we communicate with each other, but also brings sort of down negative consequences and you know, to some people, some really terrifying and awful consequences. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes wonder, you know, is the school guidelines about what is taught to young kids very early on, is that up to code? And is that actually up to date? Because if it isn't, then of course, if these behaviors are locked in very early on, then that can have far-reaching consequences if it's not taught at the right time.
Okay. Look, Scott Bryan, TV critic and broadcaster, thank you very much indeed for bringing us up to date on what's been happening in the UK and in Westminster in relation to adolescents being shown in UK secondary schools. Should it happen here, the Taoiseach did allude to it, and what has to be done, what should be done around teens and children and smartphones and social media. 51551, you can email drivetime@rte.ie.